unveiling. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A federal judge in Florida is expected to allow part of the Trump Mar-a-Lago affidavit to be released next week. Fox's Mark Meredith reports in Palm Beach, Florida.
6 days. That's how long federal prosecutors have to determine which information in a criminal affidavit should be redacted and what can be released without compromising the government's investigation of former President Trump.
Democrats are calling on social media platforms to address the ongoing threats against the FBI following the Mar-a-Lago raid. One of former President Trump's attorneys, Jim Trusty, telling Fox News Friday evening that they plan on filing a motion by Monday at the latest that will focus on a direct response to the search warrant itself. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky admitting on Wednesday that the agency made mistakes in its response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Walensky discusses the difficulty in dealing with political criticism on Fox News.
It's frustrating when people are making health-based decisions through a political lens. We've done everything that we can, and I continue to put my head down to steer the ship.
Those critics say the CDC was acting on behalf of the teachers' unions in not recommending schools reopen earlier. In addition, Dr. Walensky tells Fox News that she and the agency are now better prepared for the next pandemic.
What this pandemic taught us and showed us is that now we need to talk to the American people. We need to say what we know, when we know it, provide timely data, and give people updates along the way. And yes, that also means telling people what we don't know as we're making decisions.
Experts say the CDC should have acted with more urgency regarding mask recommendations and testing for new variants. A federal appeals court ruling Friday that the Justice Department's memo regarding the Russia probe was wrongly withheld from then-Attorney General William Barr. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Illegal migrants who are crossing the border from El Paso using camouflage to blend in with New Mexico. Fox's Matt Finn has the report.
Now new pictures appear to show suspected illegal migrants wearing ghillie suits to blend into the desert. Border Patrol agents in the El Paso sector arrested the 3 migrants in southern New Mexico. Ghillie is a type of camouflage material used to blend into various natural environments. Military personnel, police, and hunters use them. Fox News has reached out to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection for more information on those pictures. And these arrests come as this week the federal government announced there were 199,000 migrant encounters at the border in July.
A school shooter receives his prison sentence.
Caleb Sharp was 15 years old at the time of the shooting, and Cordy said he was sorry to the entire Spokane community for opening fire at his school, killing 15-year-old Sam Strahan and wounding 3 others. Sharp, who was sentenced to 40 years in prison, said he cannot do enough penance to make up for what he did. The judge sent Sharp to prison for longer than prosecutors had asked for. After years of court delay, Sharp entered a guilty plea. He will receive credit for the 5 years he's already spent in prison.
Fox's Jim Osman. A new study shows how the pandemic has taken its toll on mental health.
Researchers at Boston University say more than 60% of college students met the criteria for at least one mental illness between 2020 and 2021. That's double the rate from 2013, with depression and anxiety each jumping by more than 100% in the same 8-year time frame. The study, published in the Journal of Affective Disorders, analyzing data from more than 350,000 college students on more than 370 campuses, also finding a 96% spike in eating disorders and a nearly 46% increase in non-suicidal self-injury.
That's Fox's Lisa Brady. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.